Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
Welcome, friends. Facebook
Hello.
Friends.
FB friends. Facebook. FB.
Oh, is that what it is? FB?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greg and Stephanie.
Actually refer to it as FB?
Yeah, that's what, when they email you, they say FB me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I say FB you. And then we have a fight and we don't talk anymore.
F yourself.
FB yourself.
Guess what?
What?
I have a list of marriage jokes that I am going to read.
Wow.
And then I'm going to tell and intersperse throughout today's program.
Very exciting.
Also, Stephanie will be performing tonight at the Improv in Irvine. So we'll be getting into that today, too.
Can I have the audience members clapping at that? That deserves that.
Audience, what do you think about Stephanie performing tonight at the Improv?
Oh,
come on.
No, stop. Stop. Don't stop.
Shut up.
Oh. Don't stop, I said.
Oh, I thought you said stop.
No, I meant don't stop, but I say stop. I had a mental breakdown yesterday and went to sleep.
Can you have your mental breakdowns after you go to sleep from now on?
No, I had to go to sleep at 8:30. I couldn't handle it.
I would have been much more at ease if you would have saved that for someone else.
I don't have anyone else.
All right, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
What is marriage?
Prison. Oh, sorry. Can you buzz me? Is this a game show?
No, listen. Oh. Marriage, actually, you're right. Marriage is not a word. It's a sentence. A life sentence. Also coming up today, Jay Mohr on The Tonight Show this week actually did a whole shtick about being a dad and his kids and what the difference is between girls and boys.
Wow.
Which fits very well with our theme of parenting schmarenting, which we are parents of three young children.
I just read in the parenting magazine this morning the reason why girls' breasts grow and boys don't.
Because they have to get breasts.
No, but there's a reason. We both have breast tissue, both boys and girls. But the reason why ours grows is we get a surge of estrogen in the teen years, and that's why the breasts grow and then could give milk.
Did you know
that they both have the same breast tissue? They just have different, we have different hormones.
Why do boys lactate when they're going through puberty sometimes?
I don't, they're hungry. I don't know. Why.
They, and also they're
their
nipples get swollen.
Why? Because of the testosterone surge?
I thought you did the research.
No, that wasn't the question. It was just why boys and girls both have breasts and why girls' breasts grow and boys don't. I don't know why that is. That common, the lactating breast growing?
I believe it is.
Maybe it's a surge test. I really don't know. I'm making it up.
All right. Well,
you have that? Did you lactate?
I don't remember ever lactating, but I did have very sore boobies and swollen. Yeah.
Wow. You should tell Noah that because I didn't know that. And he might think he's growing breasts and he's a girl. He's a woman.
I'm a man, and I still have breasts.
Yes, you have lovely breasts. Yeah, they're not like those gross man nipples, like those huge areolas.
Thank you. I'm pulling my shirt up for my wife.
They're very hot. Mm-hmm, not bad for an old man, right?
I can't make them bounce like those muscular guys do, though.
You need pectoral muscles for that.
I have. Oh, wait. Maybe
you
can.
You can. Just move your pecs. There you go. Oh, ow. Oh, that looks painful.
It's bouncing. It's like...
No,
here,
but
wait.
Some men have... some...
See?
Some men have, like, really big breasts.
Oh, I know. That's horrible. I don't understand how men can walk around in those short bathing suits or some of these guys with the really big bellies at the swimming pool.
Don't wear...
I'm embarrassed.
Just don't wear tank tops when you have no muscles or you have hairy arms.
I'm not very well... Can I get away with wearing a tank top?
Probably not. No offense.
I'm skinny.
Neither could I, though, because I have fat arms. So I wouldn't wear a tank top either.
Well, coming up also, so you want another marriage joke?
I would like to just say that Sandy Hackett, Buddy Hackett's son, is one of the fathers at our daughter's preschool.
Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, Buddy Hackett has a son named Sandy Hackett who has a show in Las Vegas every weekend with his wife. Apparently, it's like the Brat Pack. I don't even know. It's like this whole show and his wife sings and they do parodies. I'm not sure. Anyway, I spoke to him. He's kind of quiet, keeps to himself.
He's not funny?
Not in real life. I don't know how he is on stage, but when you talk to him, not funny at all. But was a nice, decent enough guy. But anyway, his license plate says one funny one. One funny one with the numbers. And I'm like, oh, that's so sad. Living in the shadow of Buggy
Hackett. I hate when my shorts ice up.
Yes, and they would in Des Moines, too.
Yes. Okay. I'll go to Des Moines in May. Yeah, Moines. I'd love to go to Des Moines.
It's a nice
I know
city.
A girl there named Jane.
Jane?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Buddy Hackett, everyone.
Does he really speak that way?
Yeah, he talks like this.
He doesn't.
I think he passed away in 2003.
Really?
Well, our hearts go out to you, Sandy Hackett.
Yes, yes. Well, also, I think there's a retarded brother of Kirk Douglas. Is there a Jerry Douglas? I'm
Jerry
serious.
Douglas?
Yes, because I was at the cleaners this morning and I looked up on the wall and there was a photograph signed by a Jerry Douglas. And it might be another retarded brother of a sibling. Jerry Douglas. No? Who is Jerry Douglas?
No, I think it might be Michael Douglas's brother.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right. He's the retarded sibling then. Who is
yes,
he?
Yes, his real name is Gerald Rubenstein. He was born in Massachusetts. He lives here in the Valley.
Yeah, he was. I see his picture up.
He appeared on The Young and the Restless.
Now,
that's what he's known for.
Oh, okay, so he's not related to the Douglases?
No.
Oh, I thought I had located another retarded
although I don't
family
know,
member.
I don't know what Douglas's real name is.
Oh, maybe
is.
That... Yeah, but it would say in there that he's their brother or son or something.
Yeah.
All right, I'm disappointed because I really thought that
he appeared on Mission Impossible, the original TV series.
Right now.
Now listen to this. Kirk Douglas is not the same. He's not related to the other guy because Kirk Douglas's real name is Isser Danielovich.
No, it is not.
Yeah, Danielovich.
Where are they from?
He was born in New York, but his parents came from... Belarus, which is part near Russia.
They Jewish?
Yeah, Kirk Douglas?
Huh.
Of course he's Jewish.
So his real name is Isser?
Isser. Actually, he was born Herschel. Oh, his middle name was Herschelovich. His last name was Danielovich.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Scary. No, it's hard to put on a marquee.
And his father's name was Herschel Danielovich.
How do you spell all that?
I'm not even going to try.
Could you fit that on a marquee? When you're
well, that's why he changed his name.
Where did he get Kirk from? That's Herschel. It's Kirk. I don't know. Douglas. I don't know.
You'd have to read his bio.
What would your name be if, like, you could pick your name again? Like,
Greg Blum. I love
no,
my name.
No, but in reality,
you know, John Stewart's real name. That's his middle name, Stewart.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Like, you're going to do Greg Lloyd.
Greg Lloyd. That's better. Like, Tom Cruise is also his middle name.
Cruise is his middle name?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
His last name is Danielovich.
He said he's gay. I don't know if it's true,
no,
but
it's
that
not.
Would make sense.
Thomas Cruise Mapother the Fourth. John Stewart is born Jonathan Stewart Leibowitz.
Leibowitz. I love it.
But he's kind of a dick, isn't he?
I don't really know him at all.
I don't really
now,
know him that well either.
Why has he never got married?
He's not married?
No. They haven't been married. I don't think so.
Maybe he's dating Tom Cruise on
maybe
the side.
Maybe he's dating maybe menage a trois with John Travolta and Cruise and him. And they all have their own butt plugs
that are
initialed. They're gold butt plugs. They're diamond studded butt plugs.
That's hilarious. So now that we know everybody's real last name,
yes.
Let's move on to the more. So what else is going on? Oh, this is important. Oh,
okay, what is it?
Does your child play video games and do you
monitor
them? Stephanie's friend, who's the mother of our son's friend, who's 10, said she got him Grand Theft Auto video game, and you said it was not appropriate.
Not, it's not for kids. Well, and then I asked her if he had it because Noah was trying to persuade me to get him something else, another video. And
get him or his friend?
No, him for his birthday.
Noah,
our son, 10 years old,
names.
Said, Mom, I want this certain video game for my birthday
right.
because his friend has...
Joey
has Grand Theft Auto.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, he doesn't. Like, I thought he goes, yes, he does. And so I emailed the mother and I asked if he did have it because that's totally inappropriate. That's not even it's an adult game. It says if you go on the website, no kids, no kids. And then she wrote to me and goes, yes, why? We have it. And then she called me this morning to explain why she has it.
Oh, she did call you?
Yes.
Because she stopped me at school.
Oh, she did?
She was driving and she stopped and held up traffic and yelled out the window, tell Stephanie that Grand Theft Auto is not appropriate. It's not appropriate.
Oh, because she thought I was going to buy it, which I would never in a million years. But
you know what? Tell your Yenta friends to leave me alone. I don't want to be involved.
I didn't ask her to talk to you. She was probably felt like a bad parent because she knows it's wrong. And I said, well, do you let him play it? She says, yes. And I go, but why? You know it's inappropriate.
She's also the same one who let him look up YouTube. Boobs,
no,
big boobs.
No, she didn't let... That was her son at someone else's house.
But it still happened, and
it was
her kid.
Listen.
And it was also her kid who said, school sucks and pointed to his schmonster.
So it's all not working out for her. But she still lets him watch... I don't know. And I said, please don't let our son watch it when play it when he comes over. And I said, why didn't you just email me? And she goes, I go, why? You didn't want it in writing? Because I'm going to call social services and I have proof that you
said that?
No, I said it. I said, well,
said that to her?
I was joking around. I go, well, you don't want, listen.
Did she laugh?
Yes.
She thought she takes things too seriously.
No, she laughed, but there was some seriousness in there.
You wouldn't do that.
Never,
would you?
No. But she said, I go, well, didn't they tell you that it's like when you bought it? Didn't they tell you that it was not for kids? And she said, well, I wondered why they asked for my license. I'm like, well, you don't look like a kid.
They card you when you buy a
vid? I was like, why would they ask for your license? It's not like you look like you're 8, no offense, like you're 18, under 18. I don't really understand why she said that. But I said, I don't understand why she's continuing to... I go, you know, it has like naked women in there and cursing. And
how do you know that?
Because I read it on the website.
Okay, here comes our reference for the day.
Oh, this is an awesome website, people. Parents, you want to look up anything, this is the best information you're going to get. It's called commonsensemedia.org. Commonsensemedia.org. You go on that website and you just punch in any video game, TV, movie, and it rates the age.
It doesn't rate it. It's rated by parents.
It's rated by parents, the age.
And the comments are by parents too, aren't they?
The comments are by parents and kids. But they also rate it by language, sex, drugs, consumerism.
And it really literally explains.
It breaks everything down.
And it tells you exactly what happens in the show. So if you know your kid is afraid of dragons, it'll tell you if there's a scary scene with dragons in it that attacks a little kid or something, and then you know
it tells you there's fatal killings, it shows blood, someone's head severed, like it tells you specifically. It's amazing.
I love it when they have that stuff.
And
head severed.
But anyway, see how she felt so guilty that she had to tell you? She was so nervous. Maybe she thought I was going to run out and get it and then I would blame her or something.
No, it didn't seem like.
Which I would never blame someone else because I would check into buying something before I bought it for my kid. I'm very on the other side of that.
You're cautious.
Very cautious.
And that's good to be cautious if you're a parent.
Listen, I can't control what's outside of our home. I can't control people cursing at his school, people saying whatever, bringing things. I can't control that, but I can control what's in my house. And I could try to control what he does at other people's houses if I tell them, please don't let him play that. Don't let him go on YouTube unless you supervise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of parents are very good at that, and they're very on top of it, and some really just want to be left alone.
One time I took, when our kid was in kindergarten, he
Oh, yeah.
He was invited over for a play date to this girl's house.
He was like 5 years old.
Yeah, when they're in kindergarten, they still have play dates with girls. Once they get to be...
Seven
or eight, then all of a sudden, like, there's no more girls invited to the birthday party. Like, everything gets separated. And they don't have play dates with girls with the of the opposite sex any longer.
Girls? That makes no sense. Okay.
So... One day somebody goes, can we bring your son over to our house?
I can't believe we let them too, because I didn't really know them that well. I didn't know them that well.
All right.
And I can't believe I said yes.
Well, and then I had to go pick up our son from this house, and it happened to be in Beverly Hills, which is a real schlep from here. I mean, it's a good like 8 miles probably, but it's 6 or 8 miles, but it's, you know, back streets and it's hilly and, you know, and during rush hour, it's hard. So anyway, I get to Beverly Hills. I pull into this huge gated driveway, circular driveway, this giant mansion in the most expensive part of Beverly Hills. I walk into the house. And there's like 5 nannies working in there.
5?
Yeah. One was cooking. One was cleaning. There was a huge crew of construction workers in the backyard. I don't know what they were doing
a lot of action going on.
And Noe and this little girl are sitting by themselves in front of this like 70-inch plasma TV.
And this is like 5 years ago.
Each with their own giant bag of Cheetos.
See, like everyone gets their own nanny. Everyone gets their own bag of Cheetos.
And nobody's watching them. They're completely unsupervised.
The parent wasn't there.
There was no parents to be found.
Took him and left?
It was all help.
You just took him Did you see the mother at all?
No, there was nobody there. One of the women spoke English, I think. And she was like, ah, ha, ha, okay, ha, ha, you take him now, okay.
That's all she says.
Yeah.
That's the only word she knows.
Yeah.
You take him, ha, ha, Cheeto, ha, ha, you
and
are
I was
Cheeto?
Like, did the groundspeople rape my son while you were watching? I don't know, ha, 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 would you like a burrito? So you gotta watch what your kids do.
Well, it's scary out there. I don't know how, like, nothing ever happened to us. I almost was molested, though, at a Florida hotel.
Really?
I told you this. There was the caricature artist in the lobby.
Oh, yeah. What
was a pervert. Do you believe it? The one that does the caricatures, you know, in Florida, in the hotels, they have, you know.
Caricature artist.
Yes.
To draw the pictures of your kids for you.
Right, exactly. He was a pervert. And my friends, he said to me, weird. I was 10 years old, this chubby little kid. And he's like, how does your bathing suit open? Do you want to come downstairs and see all the pictures? And I told my mother, she's like, you do not go downstairs.
Oh, so you went up there and told her?
Well, what happened was, we're sitting on the couch. He looked like Santa. He was like 50 years old. I think he was like 50, but I was 10, so everyone looks old. But he looked like 40 or 50. Maybe he was fat. He had like this beard. And my parents are kibitzing around with him on the couch, you know, in the lobby. You just chat. My father would talk to anyone. Talk. I'm sitting next to the pervert. He has his arm around me, and he's rubbing my leg, traveling up my leg to go into my underpants.
Are you kidding?
Mm-mm. Into my underpanties.
Maybe he wanted to draw your hoo-ha.
I don't know, but I jumped up. I mean, it felt kind of good, I won't lie, but I jumped up.
Really?
Well, you're a kid, you know? It feels good. Things feel good. That's why people are conflicted when they're...
Raped.
Not raped, but like...
Molested.
Yeah.
If a child is molested and it feels good and they don't say anything...
They feel guilty and it's their fault. And I did not feel it was my fault. But I, you know, it kind of felt... I won't lie, it felt a little good, but I knew it was wrong and it was creeping me out. So I jumped up because I knew it was wrong. And so I jumped up...
How come you don't like it when I run my...
Because you're not a 50-year-old man with a... Oh, yeah, you are.
I don't look like Santa Claus,
no,
though.
No, you're not as friendly looking. And you can't draw me. So that's really what the draw was for me. Get it? So, thank you. So anyway, I jumped up and I go, all right, I'm really tired. I got to go to bed. And I told my mom I was tired. And then I told her what happened. And then I told her the things he said, like, how does your bathing suit open? Why don't you come downstairs? I'll show you all the pictures I've drawn. And she said, you stay away from him.
And she didn't watch you after that?
The thing is, I don't know if she ever went to the... If that happened, you know I'd be going to the lobby hotel manager owner.
Oh, if it happened to us now, our kid?
Yeah. I would be like, I don't know if they did that in those days. Like, complain about, you know, about people in the same way. Now everyone's ready to sue. They're complaining. But
maybe they were used to it. Look, it's just, it's another
drunk pervert.
Twisted clown.
Yeah, so I wonder what my mother did. I don't even know. Well, she's dead now, so I can't ask her. But
Mom!
I don't know. I don't know if she'd even remember. You Maybe know how they could... don't remember this stuff? Hey, like stuff you say, you go, remember that time? They're like, no.
No, they don't remember anything. We don't remember anything either. From our kid, our
I know,
kids.
And they're only like, they're young.
They're five.
I said to my mother, like, when I was 40, Mom, tell me about when I was younger. She would tell me the same story over and over when I got lost in an elevator and then I hid under the bed.
Yeah.
And she couldn't find me. She called the police. I that's all I got.
That's all she remembers.
I got two stories. And I was like, Mom, that's it? You tell me the same story over and over and vary it to try to make it sound like a different story, but it's the same story.
I have the same issue. I have, I locked myself into the bathroom when I was like 1.5 years old.
Okay.
And
how'd they get you out?
They had to, it was in an apartment. And I think somebody had to climb out on the ledge and climb in through the window to get me out.
Wow, that's exciting. That's like my hiding under the bed story.
I probably was trying to get away from my parents at that time.
I would.
My mother was driving me crazy.
Clean up this mess!
Mommy! I couldn't even talk. I just locked myself in the bathroom.
You had no outlet.
We have a very special announcement from a friend of the Stephanie and Greg show.
Okay.
And listen to this.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's me, Elmo. When Elmo's not playing with the children, Elmo plays with himself. Elmo has a great time playing with himself. You know what else Elmo does when he's alone? He listens to the Stephanie and Greg show. Because once in a while, Elmo needs a break from those frightening child actors and their obsessive mommies. So always remember, if you have nobody to play with yourself, just like Elmo does. Elmo loves his Winky, his Bolly too.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like to tell the Winky and the Bally.
Yeah, that's my...
I liked it, like, because then, you could have a double entendre, but you don't actually say it.
What?
You know, like you say, play with yourself. So it could sound like he's just playing, like, alone or playing with himself in a sexual manner. But once you say Winky and Bally, it just turns me off.
No, that can also be...
Winky? What's a Winky?
It could be his pacifier.
Yeah, Winky. I don't know anyone. It's a Binky. You should say Binky, not Winky. Elmo, you could say Elmo loves his Binky because everyone knows what a Binky is and his Bally. But once you say Winky, you've moved.
Elmo, get in here. Let's take that again.
I'm on my break.
Come on, Elmo. Let's do it again.
Call my agent, you prick.
Elmo.
He seems to have the same dialogue as... What's his
Todd
name?
Todd Gomez.
Timmy and Jimmy
Todd. We fired them.
Well, we have to find a new babysitter now.
Our babysitter got accepted to nursing school.
Yes, and we love her so much. And the thing is, I'm happy and sad all at once. I'm happy for her, although I thought her life's mission was to take care of our family.
Obviously not.
But, you know.
Guarantee you she's making more money here than she will when she becomes a nurse.
No, they make like... What do they make? $20 an hour? $30?
I have no idea, but she's going to have to pay
for her
taxes.
Nurse's uniform.
She's getting paid in cashola now.
That's true, but...
And she doesn't even have her papers.
Yes, she does. She's a nice Jewish girl.
She was born here.
I love her, and I'm going to miss her. So if anyone has someone that they can recommend as a babysitter / nanny / cleaning person / masseuse... / Manny Petty professional.
Stephanie wants a massage / with a happy ending.
/ hairstylist. Please call me at.
Yeah. Here is our next marriage joke for today. Marriage is a 3-ring circus: engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering.
I heard that before.
Really?
Yeah. Give me another one.
All right. I'm not pre-reading these, so I don't know. Oh, here. A happy marriage is a matter of giving and taking. The husband gives and the wife takes.
Hacky. Next.
Son, how much does it cost to get married? Dad. Oh.
All right, next. You screwed that one up. Next.
How much does it cost to get married, Dad? I don't know, son. I'm still paying for it. All right, listen.
These are bad.
Okay.
Really bad.
I didn't say they were good marriage jokes. Speaking of marriage jokes, coming up, Jay Moore on having kids and what's the difference between girls and boys. And Stephanie, now tonight you are at the, what the hell is it called?
Improv. Irvine Improv.
Why don't I have it here?
I don't know.
Well,
is
Stephanie,
there some sort of school you can go to learn how to work the smack?
Do you have any idea how many things I'm working on at the same time here?
You are. You know, actually, you do most of the work. I just show up like 3 minutes before the show, and I give you my brilliant gems.
If I'm lucky, you show up 3 minutes before.
I've been trying to push it a little. I show up as the intro
is. Here it is. Tonight at 8 o'clock, but you can get there at 7 o'clock for dinner and preferred seating.
It's a beautiful club.
The Funniest Housewives of the OC tonight at the Irvine Improv. So let's listen to Jay Moore. And okay. He's a very funny comedian. He was...
Is he divorced?
I don't know. I don't think he's divorced.
He's divorced.
He was.
We don't advocate divorce.
No.
But we don't, you know, we don't judge.
No, I don't judge. He is the father of two kids.
My bra is
tight on me. Oh, brother.
My bra is like the Verrazano Bridge.
Oh, boy. Before we get to Jay Moore, let's take this call. Caller, you are on Talk Radio X's Stephanie and Greg show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Kathy.
Kathy,
our number,
are you our number one fan, Kathy?
You know what? I've been trying to call and call and call, and nobody answered. This is the third time I tried calling.
Huh.
You know what? Maybe I didn't see. You know, I have to pick up the phone visually. I don't hear anything, so if I don't see it, I may miss it.
We're sorry, Kathy.
Welcome to the show. Hello, you sound so good. Where are you outside?
You know what? I heard you read my letter yesterday. You mentioned my age.
Yeah.
Naughty, naughty.
Oh.
Hey, if you don't want your age given away, you shouldn't give it away, especially to a man.
Basically, we were saying how young you are.
For the record, I didn't do what you said I was going to do when you read it over the radio. Okay.
What did you say you were going to? What were you going to do?
Is you talking dirty?
Well, you said. Stephanie, remind him what he said.
You said that she was going to touch herself in a dirty manner, and I told you that's not appropriate to say. Do you hear me, Kathy? I was.
I heard you. I didn't like that at all.
That was not appropriate or necessary.
Grant you, I was very excited, but not that way.
Not that excited.
Okay, I was fantasizing. Not a fan. I was thinking about myself. That was my point. When I hear when people talk about me, I get excited. I get physically excited. Is that wrong?
It's a little weird.
All right, it's weird. Listen, you want to know something? I'll admit this too. If I see a car that I really like, I get a tingle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he loves cars.
I get a little tingle in my as Corey would say, in my punami.
That must be a man thing, I think, huh?
I do get a little excited when I see some jewelry. I won't lie to you.
Yeah, me too.
A little
jewelry and shoes.
That's right. So
and
I guess, yeah, when we see some. But I think he actually said your age because it was in reference to being a grandma. Because on the other hand,
I'm a young grandma.
Right, you're very young. We are going to be like 85 when we're grandparents.
If we make it.
Yeah, I started really young. My youngest grandbaby is 6 months old.
Wow.
Wow, congratulations.
That is nice. So you were how old when you got married?
I was young. I'm not going to say.
You were a youngster. Well, we're going to be senile.
No more age.
No more age.
My grandmother was 16 when she got married. My grandmother,
wow.
And she had 7 kids. My great grandmother was 13 when she got married.
Wow! See,
wow.
I should have started younger.
So I'm sure you weren't that young.
No,
I wasn't that young. No,
but you know what? You can enjoy it, Kathy. You can see. For me, I'm not going to be able to carry a baby at 80. I'm not going to be able to put a car seat in. There'll be no babysitting. There'll be no going to mommy and me with the kids. I'm going
to
be
babysit. It's so fun.
Aww.
I get to spoil, and then I send them home.
Yes, give them a lot of snacks and send them home.
What's your youngest child's age right now?
Like, 25.
Oh, 25. 25. 20. Oh, so she is older. She is
so
older.
So your youngest is 25 now?
Wow. So
yeah.
You,
yeah.
Yeah, so you really, we're going to be like, because our youngest is almost two. But we're old. Oh. Greg is 50 years old.
Almost. Not yet.
So he's going to he's going to be 105. When they get married.
That's why I have to go on the treadmill every day, because I want to be able to survive to see my grandchildren.
Well, I want you to know, since I've been listening to your show, I haven't walked. I walk every day at lunch, and now I can't walk.
Can't you walk with us? No, you
no,
can't.
No, I feel guilty now.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's okay. I'll walk after work.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we're so compelling that you don't want to leave your desk. That's so nice.
You guys make me laugh. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for getting up the guts to call in. I appreciate
that. Thank you, Kathy. Tell your friends.
I tried calling three times.
Yes.
But
maybe,
okay.
You know what? Maybe other people try too, and we're just bad
you
at being.
Pay attention, Greg.
Sorry,
yes, Greg.
I will. I'll pay attention.
You're
okay?
Fired.
Please be nice.
Well, tell.
Okay. Well, have a good evening, Stephanie. Do well tonight.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I really appreciate your call. Tell your friends. Share us with your friends. Write to us. Call us anytime.
Can you send me a T-shirt?
We will.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Okay, I'm a medium, but probably should send me a large in case it shrinks. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
We got
you know
it.
What when the time comes I'll contact you and find out exactly what size I should get. Okay.
All
right.
Alrighty.
Take
bye.
Care.
Bye,
take
Kathy.
Care.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye.
Kathy from Oregon, ladies
wow,
and gentlemen.
Wow, I love that. That is so nice. See, I told you she wouldn't like what you said. It was wrong and bad, and I have to protect.
Wait a minute. You think she called up just to tell me that?
I would. No, she wanted to say hi, but she also wanted to make sure that people didn't know inappropriate things are happening at her desk, probably. And she wanted to tell us what size she is. So now I know she's a medium, but we'll send her a large just in case it shrinks.
Okay.
I would like one too, but I would like an extra large, please.
Well, let me just finish getting them
thank
done
you, Kathy.
First.
Have a great rest of the day.
All right, so listen, let's listen to Jay Mohr. All right, well, Jay Mohr shows up on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno to promote the movie, and he talks a little bit about being a dad and the differences between boys and girls.
I want more babies, yeah. And you know, you want a girl if you have a boy. If you have right. a boy, you want a girl. But right. I've noticed girls seem to be... My boy is very smart, to answer your question.
Right, yeah.
But boys usually are very dumb. Yeah. And a lot of you are uncomfortable saying that. With me saying that, but every woman here and every woman watching at home, I want you right now to look at the man next to you and realize how dumb you secretly think he is. Yeah. Now, picture him in a diaper. Yeah. Boys stay dumb, girls evolve way too quick. Like, boys are easier too. Like, you can grab a boy by the arms when he's like four and you can say, "Why did you do that?" And he'll go, "What? Wait, what?" He doesn't even know you're angry. Yeah. But you can't grab a little girl at four and say, "Why did you do that?" Because that's how you make strippers.
Really? Yeah. I didn't realize. Wow.
So
I'm not that impressed with that. That's hack.
Okay.
I can't believe
Stephanie
it.
Stephanie is reviewing.
I'm so disappointed right now because I've heard him be hilarious. And stripper, everyone says don't make your girl be a stripper.
Right.
And the
but it works. Oh, so you're saying.
That's been done a million times.
Uh-huh. But a lot of comics, you know, if they.
I'm really disappointed.
But if you really want to be, if you want to hit, you know, hit
who
the.
Who am I to judge? I'm sitting in a.
Yeah, but you know what? You,
a bedroom.
When you go on The Tonight Show, are you going to do what you know, what you know works, or are you going to try new material?
I would not do something that's hack that's been done a million times.
If you know you're going to get a laugh.
That's what, that's Chris Rock's, like, main joke about keeping your kid off the pole, keeping your girl off the pole. That's what
but you know what? That's interesting because you know what? Now that he's in Clint Eastwood movie, he doesn't have to be a great comic anymore, and he doesn't care.
You think that's funny? So from a, I'm sorry, I judge from a comic point of view, and I put him on a pedestal because I feel like he's been around a long time.
He ran Last Comic Standing.
Right, I think he's a strong comic, so I'm judging him at a different level that a regular person like you, layman, would.
Hey.
Would. You know what I mean.
I haven't gotten laid in a long time.
I'll get a man to lay you. And so what do you think? I mean, those two jokes, judge on those jokes. Look at the guy next to you,
listen,
picture him in a diaper. Is that funny to you?
I look at comedy in two different ways.
And the fact is, he said, my boy, all boys are dumb, but my boy's not dumb. That already negated the joke for me. You got to say, I love my son, but he's kind of dumb.
Okay.
He said, but my son's not dumb.
I see.
Already, you lost me.
All right.
I'm angry.
No, this is great.
I'm angry.
No, this is good. Because
did you think it's funny to you? You picked those two jokes. Is that funny?
No, I didn't pick those two jokes. I picked the whole routine he did on kids, and there's a couple more jokes.
What do you think of those two? Just give me
Watch comedy, when I heard him on The Tonight Show the other night when he was on live, first of all, I like the fact that he was talking about kids because I can relate to
that. I love that. I love it. Yeah.
And the other, could you stop looking at your phone? What's the freaking problem? Facebook is down right now.
No, it is.
Yeah, you can't access your account.
No, I'm not looking. I have to see if anyone called me. We have three kids. I have to make sure.
Stephanie, we're on the air for another 6 minutes. Can you keep it in your freaking pants?
That no one is hurt.
That's what I'm going to say to you now. Keep it in your pants.
It doesn't even make sense.
I don't. It is. Your phone goes in your pants.
My phone was never in my pants. All right, so what do you think of those two jokes? Tell me.
Okay. I thought they were somewhat funny. It takes a lot to make me laugh out loud. He did not make me laugh out loud.
But you see what I'm saying,
but the audience was laughing.
They laugh at everything. It's Leno. They're like prepped.
I know.
It's freezing in there. They give them candy. I know what goes on with warm-ups. The warm-up does a half hour.
Yes, there's a warm-up comedian.
And they have signs, flashing lights, applause,
yes.
Laugh. Every audience is pumped. They would laugh if you go, hi. That's the way it is. They do it for me too if I were on it.
How you doing today, Steph?
Good. Yeah, I'm telling you. Because Star Search was the exact same way.
I know.
Everything I said, I couldn't even finish.
I know. They had the whole, you know, Arsenio used to host Star Search and Stephanie was on, and the first five rows were like black high school girls.
I didn't even see you.
And they were laughing so hard at your parenting jokes. It was hilarious. I'm going, oh my God, this is a great crowd.
They're so pumped up that it's ridiculous. But listen to the jokes. In your opinion, are those like good written, well thought out?
Okay, let's give him one more chance.
Sorry, listen, he's in a movie and I'm here.
Yeah, who are you?
In my pajamas. So
but let me say one other thing.
I'm going to judge you.
I'll say one other thing. When people. There's quite a difference when people are watching you on stage who are not prepped. They're laughing 30 times as hard as this audience was laughing.
Yes.
And they're laughing constantly. And they're laughing so hard that some of them are coughing and choking.
Yes.
That's the difference.
They're crying and spitting.
But the other point is he's sitting on the couch. He's not doing stand-up.
Why am I here and why is he there?
Because you don't go out and perform every night like most comics do.
True.
You have a family and a man that needs your loving. So cook it up in a pan, girlfriend.
How you doing?
And serve it up naked.
How you doing?
Oh, but boys really are like dumb. If you have boys at home, you know I'm not making this up. You have to walk a boy. It's a miracle they don't drown when it's raining. Right. Like, you have to walk. You have to say hey. And when you wake a boy up, you have to say hey, buddy. Every morning my son goes, hey, hi. I'm like, what? What is what? And a little girl, you walk into the room at 7:30 and she's already made up, showered. She has bows in her hair and she's sitting in the InStyle and she's like, I've been sitting here since 6:40. Boys, you have to say I'll give you an example. You go, hey, when you get out of the bathtub, do me a favor, JJ, my son, JJ. JJ, when you get out of the bathtub, put on your pajamas, okay? And he'll go, okay, daddy. And you're like, oh, it's so sweet. And then as you get halfway down the hallway, you realize, oh, no, I forgot to tell him to dry his body. They don't, you have to tell them each step.
Right, right.
Because otherwise, they come out of the tub like the swamp thing, and they wedge their soaking wet carcass into the little Lightning McQueen pajamas. Two legs and one leg hole.
Yeah, right.
And they're proud. Daddy, I'm in my pajamas.
Apparently you're... Round of applause for Jay Moore.
His son is Arnold Schwarzenegger, it sounds
He's a child.
Daddy,
I'm in my pajamas.
I'm in my pajamas, not a tumor. I tell, you know, if you have four boys, you can say, you guys are making me nuts. All four of you guys, get out of the house. Don't come back until I call you, okay? And then all four boys will be like, all right. They don't even know you're mad. Right. Try that with four girls. Right. It's not, they're going to go, why don't you get out of the house? You're the least popular person in it. You wonder why mommy drinks in the garage.
That's funny.
Now I want to tell you, tell me about the movie.
What? That's funny. That's more. Don't you see the difference?
Yes, and you know.
That's funny, and the kid wet is funny because it's creative, it's thought out, it's relatable, it's honest. I like it. And
good.
And the girls, I like the Indian style. Not that funny to me about completely dressed. You know, in my opinion, I'm so subjective, but this is my opinion.
Stephanie is now reviewing comedy, which I kind of like. I like this segment.
I love to review comedy. I would be awesome at Last Comic Standing because I would be very kind and supportive, but honest.
Thank you for listening to Parenting Schmarenting, an excerpt from the Stephanie and Greg Show. You're listening to this on iTunes. Please rate it. Every podcast page has a star system where you can rate it. Every time an audience member rates the show, the thing moves up more in popularity and more people can find out about it. If you like getting free programming by non-sponsored entities like Stephanie and Greg, where you can hear things that you will never hear anywhere else, you've already shown by listening on iTunes or listening on the internet that you're savvy to the future of communication, that you're ahead of the curve, and that you're not just following along and listening to mainstream media like everybody else does. So in order to support us, just take a moment, rate us 5 stars on iTunes, leave a comment on iTunes, and if you're in the Los Angeles area and you're a listener to the show, you will be invited to a special stand-up comedy show starring Stephanie Blum, and we'll tell you more about that in the near future. Thank you for listening. Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless.